This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The United Nations Security Council has voted unanimously to end its seven-month-long no-fly zone over Libya, as well as to eliminate the mandate authorizing NATO operations. Comes despite a request from Libya's interim government for the Security Council to hold off on a final decision. French UN Ambassador Gérard Ayrault.
I repeat it, it's the end of a stage. It's a stage, I think, we have, we the United Nations and the country which have risked the life of their soldiers. I think it's a stage we have to be particularly proud of it.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, is welcoming the decision as well, although she says that she is still very concerned about the approach of Libya's new government to human rights. NATO's Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen, meantime, has confirmed that NATO will conclude its operations in Libya by the end of this month. At least a dozen people are dead after twin bombings in Baghdad. 45 others have been injured in the blasts. Second blast was timed to go off as emergency crews in the Iraqi capital were converging on the scene to help with the injured. More than 30 countries are now in the process of sending tents, prefabricated housing, and containers to quake-stricken Turkey. Israel has sent its first plane carrying pre-built housing to Ankara, with another three expected in the coming days. Meantime, the Turkish government says that it's only going to deliver tents to those whose homes are deemed unsafe. Rescuers have pulled a young man alive from the rubble 4 days after the 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit eastern Turkey. So far, over 530 people have been killed in the disaster, with over 2,300 others listed as injured. Thousands of others have been left homeless. China's special envoy to the Middle East now throwing his support behind the Arab League's attempt to bring the months-long crisis in Syria to a close. Wu Suke, who is in Damascus for a 3-day visit, says the Syrian people's legitimate demands should be respected. Wu Suke has been meeting with Syria's vice president and foreign minister. The envoy's meeting comes amid the latest push by the Arab League to bring the fighting in Syria to a conclusion, which is expected to include another ministerial meeting this coming weekend. Tunisian Islamist party Ennahda has officially taken 90 seats in the new 217-member assembly. Official election results show the party took nearly 42% of the votes cast on Sunday. The election is the first in the country since the ouster of President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali earlier this year. The new assembly is being tasked with drawing up a new constitution for Tunisia. Saudi Arabia's interior minister has now been appointed as the new crown prince. Nayef bin Abdulaziz Al Saud has been tapped as the new heir apparent by King Abdullah. This follows the death of the previous crown prince last week in New York. Nayef has served as Saudi Arabia's second deputy premier and interior minister since 1975. In Thailand's capital Bangkok, people there are still desperately trying to escape the fatal flooding. Floodwaters are now moving toward the inner parts of the city. With a 5-day national holiday now taking place in Thailand, officials are urging people in Bangkok to travel to other places in the country to avoid the flooding. However, despite the rising floodwaters, some are choosing to stay to protect their homes and businesses. So far, Thailand's worst flooding in over half a century has killed more than 370 people and forced the evacuation of over 100,000 others from their homes. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says that the Pentagon is not going to cut the number of U.S. troops stationed in South Korea. Comments appear motivated to try to dispel speculation of a possible drawdown, given that Washington is bringing in a massive defense budget cut. Panetta is even suggesting that the U.S. side may increase its presence in the Pacific region. The United States currently has over 28,000 troops stationed in South Korea. Chinese President Hu Jintao has discussed the European Union's new debt relief plan with French President Nicolas Sarkozy. During their telephone conversation, Hu Jintao has told Sarkozy that he believes the bailout deal demonstrates Europe's will to unite. The Chinese president also expressed his hope that Europe will stabilize its financial markets and promote economic recovery and growth. Two leaders have also exchanged views on the upcoming G20 summit in Cannes, France. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.